Asserting that De Soto's visit caused the subsequent collapse of the Caddo may be only the old logical fallacy of post hoc ergo propter hoc. Not only do archaeologists like Dobbins, Pertola, and Ramanowski argue that unrecorded pandemics swept through the Americas, they claim that the diseases themselves were of unprecedented deadliness. As a rule, viruses, microbes, and parasites do not kill the majority of their victims. The pest that wipes out its host species has a bleak evolutionary future. The influenza epidemic of 1918, until AIDS, the greatest epidemic of modern times, infected tens of millions around the world, but killed fewer than 5% of its victims. Even the Black Death, a symbol of virulence, was not as deadly as these epidemics are claimed to be. The first European incursion of the Black Death in 1347-51 was a classic virgin soil epidemic. Mutation had just created the pulmonary version of the bacillus Yersinia pestis. But even then, the disease killed perhaps a third of its victims. The Indians in De Soto's path, if researchers are correct, endured losses that were anomalously greater. How could this be true? The skeptics ask. Consider, too, the Dobbins-esque procedure for recovering original population numbers, applying an assumed death rate, usually 95%, to the observed population nadir. According to Douglas H. Ubelacher, an anthropologist at the National Museum of Natural History, the population nadir for Indians north of the Rio Grande was around 1900, when their numbers fell to about 500,000. Assuming a 95% death rate, which Ubelacher, a skeptic, does not, the pre-contact population of North America would have been 10 million. Go up 1% to a 96% death rate, and the figure jumps to 12.5 million, creating more than 2 million people arithmetically from a tiny increase in mortality rates. At 98%, the number bounds to 25 million. Minute changes in baseline assumptions produce wildly different results. Worse, the figures have enormous margins of error. Rudolf Zambardino, a statistician at North Staffordshire Polytechnic in England, has pointed out that the lack of direct data forces researchers into salvos of extrapolation. To approximate the population of 16th century Mexico, for example, historians have only the official counts of casados, householders, in certain areas. To calculate the total population, they must adjust that number by the estimated average number of people in each home, the estimated number of homes not headed by a casado, and thus not counted, the estimated number of casados missed by the census takers, and so on.